Channel 2 over and a continuation visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Friday morning, the 16th of March, 73. Channel 2 over and a continuation visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Friday, the 16th of March, 73.
I was away for a little while. About 2 weeks ago, I came back.
Yeah. Well, you had a good time.
Well, I don't have any juice, so you can, but I've got some of this.
Okay.
And we'll let Debbie take you back.
Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
You not gardening much now.
Nothing.
You're not gardening much.
Oh, I can't.
You need a little help down there, don't you?
Yeah, but I won't get it.
No. What's that old wash pot doing down there?
Huh? It ain't doing nothing. Do you know James had two cooters? And that was, you know, somebody stole my wash pot a long time.
Yeah.
Well, my boy broke the one, and I had to clean his eyes with rustles sometimes. So James had some cooters, and he put them in the washbowl. Two. He had two in the washbowl and two in a tub. Somebody come, I really must have done it. I don't know when they've really done it, Sunday night or Saturday night or sometime. I never missed them till yesterday morning. Got cooters, wash pot, and all.
Oh, Miss Daisy.
Again, got my wash pot. So I didn't say nothing to James about it. So this morning, he come up to the house. I see him looking. He looked all around. Rexy come on to the house. He said, "Where you was?" But I said, "I don't know." I said, "I missed it yesterday." I said, "When they got it, I don't know when they got it." I said, "They nearly was the life out of me." He said, "I know it. Didn't nobody get it but some of them that's working out there. Well, them folks don't come there till daylight. They don't get till about 7 or 7:30 in the morning. Well, I'm up then. Well, they leave there about 5:30 going home. And I told them, I said, "Well, I don't know who got it." I said, "But somebody got it." And I don't. I said, "I don't know why they won't let my things alone." I don't see why they don't.
Your wash pot.
Wash pot. They got it. Yeah.
And he missed his cooters?
He missed it this morning.
And he missed his cooters?
Yeah. I guess the cooters went along with the wash pot.
And he didn't say anything about his cooters?
Mm-mm. Well, them cooters been there about 2 months. I reckon. Yeah, he won't clean them, and I don't know why. Well, two of them gone and two still there. Maybe might clean them too.
Well, how long will they last, Miss Daisy?
I don't know how long they last. They shall last longer than any I will see to my knowing. Cause you see, when I got mine, they clean them and I cook them and we eat them. We never kept none this long. Man, James, he been cleaning them nicely. I don't know why he been cleaning them. What do you want?
Miss Daisy, why did Mr. Lloyd, has he always been pretty strict about his business?
Lloyd? Has he always been what?
Pretty strict about his business.
Oh, yeah. As far as I know about it, he's been pretty strict. But one thing he couldn't put no strips on just yet, said them children told him plain, I'm not going to wait no farm. I can make my living without it, and don't depend on me to dig out down that hot sun.
Oh.
I said, well, they make no money with the job they got and the real out there. I don't blame them, because every one of them grown. Time for him to pick out his own route. You see, if the Lord put the children to work, he gonna put himself to riding up and down the road and bossing. That's what he did do.
Well, somebody got to do the managing.
So this year, them children told me they weren't going to work out there.
Well, they're big as he is.
And full grown.
Full grown.
One is boys. I guess both is boys. Teaching school. I know one of them teaching school down there.
Oh, really?
And he got two girls teach school down there. One working in the hospital in Gainesville. Well, they don't have to get out there and do it. And make their living.
No, they can make more.
That's right.
They lose money out here.
That's right. And don't have to spend a dime.
Don't have to spend a dime. No, sir.
But he likes farming, but he don't like to do it. Next thing now, he can't do it. He's too old. He can't make them children do it.
He puts in a lot of time over there at the Sunday school.
At the Sunday school.
Keeping that going.
Well, he's never there on time or nowhere there. On time, he go, but he go when he get ready.
Oh, he can't get there when the bell rings?
Hmm?
He can't get there when the bell rings.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Miss Daisy, you going to walk?
Oh, I ain't walk none.
Tell you what, I'm going to get you this. Remember I said there was this stick over here?
And I tell you, I haven't seen that apron.
No. Well, I know then, you got on some pretty shoes.
Yeah, that's what I was getting along.
Miss Daisy left hers on the porch.
Okay.
So you can take this one back up and get up on the porch again.
Now let's see that apron, Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy has more aprons than anybody I know.
And they're all pretty.
Now that's a new one.
Oh, look at
you
that.
You know what I'm making up?
No.
My granddaughter, you know, these dresses she throw away. So I take them and make me aprons out. She come there one day. I say, you better get your clothes away from here. She said, what clothes? I said, all them dresses you got hanging up. And she said, well, I don't need them. Say, you have them. I said, well, what I'm going to do is tear them up and make your aprons out.
And so that's what she did. She has an apron for every day.
That's what I'm doing, tearing them up.
Uh-huh.
I sewed all my thread, and I ain't seeing nobody going to the store to get me none.
You all better go down there and get some, Miss Daisy.
That's what she's got.
Miss Daisy, what do you do with the rest of it?
With the rest of the dress? And I see this here part of the top.
Oh.
The pockets.
Yeah.
This is part of it.
waist, you see. It had the waist trim.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I just cut it in 2 and 6 inches apart.
With a trim on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very nice. It is.
Well, Mr. Myers, I'll be back. I don't know when. It's been a long time.
Yes, sir, we'll have another visit.